world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The world is a messy place. Our role as global citizens, as I see it anyway, is to do our part to keep it neat and tidy and clean. Okay, nature by nature is not orderly, but the environmentalist in me says we shouldn't be adding our own waste to the chaos. That's not being a neat freak, it's just being a responsible steward. But alas, it is a neat freak that I am, and I'll be damned if my immediate surroundings decay into a state of entropy. Call it OCD if you will, but I'm passionate and proud of it. If you're not sure whether you tend to err on the side of neat freakishness, here are 10 signs from Howes.com to consider. Anything can be tidied, period. If it takes up space in your space, there's a neat way for it to exist. Out of sight is not out of mind. The fact that it lives somewhere in your world in a random state will inevitably keep you up at night. An arranged drawer is a work of art. One of the things I'm most proud of in our new little home is the pull-out spice drawer with all identical bottles labeled and alphabetized. Organized clothes take the stress out of what to wear and save time. Cleaning products are to be researched for effectiveness, placed for easy access, or displayed handsomely. These are serious and beautiful to a neat freak. Stuff is not the enemy, although hoarders make a neat freak's skin crawl. Minimalism isn't the point. It's the old adage, a place for everything and everything in its place. Signs 7 and 8 deal with education of children and homemates, but we must understand that not everyone is bent on order. The mindset for the clean inclined is to look upon each mess as another tidying opportunity. Which brings us to the final two signs on this neat little list. The work is never done. It's a part of life which we've accepted, and nobody is completely perfect. Even the neatest of freaks has a secret messy stash. Mine's in a basket under my desk. Don't ask me what's in there. I couldn't tell you. My name is Cal Coat. In Lawrence of Arabia, Peter O'Toole said he liked the desert because it was clean. We have an interview and new psychedelic music from the Sub-Sahara on this program. Meantime, here's Dub from Wellington, New Zealand, the Black Seeds with Pippi Pip on World Beat Canada.
Soul business, soul business, when you bring, and when you bring a soul business,
you hit up. Китайцам все надо. Да. Дима, далеко.
Kind of cool, pulling the plug on some African retro pop from Sudan and Nubia. A brand new album called Manera from Al Sera and the Nubatones. I tell you the name of the song, but it has the number 3 as a letter as part of the name, and I'm not really sure what to do with that. The Black Seeds before that from Wellington, New Zealand, and Pippi Pip. Here is Will Benavides from right here in Vancouver. And Atrapado, or Caught, or Trapped, I guess, a Colombian-Canadian artist with the Somos Collective.
Si la vida le cierra las puertas y no puede ver, si la culebra está atacando las deudas, ¿cómo va a ser? Dese cuenta, no es permanente y pronto va a haber. Con un poquito de paciencia las cosas van a ceder. Por eso no se sienta usted atrapado, no se sienta complejo. si en la fiesta esperaba a alguien y no llegó. Lo dejaron plantado tres veces y sí me llamó. Dese cuenta que simplemente no era para usted. Con un poquito de paciencia una niña lo va a querer. Por eso no se sienta usted atrapado. No se sienta acomplejado. Ni se sienta desesperado. Ya mañana habrá escampado. Y usted mira a toda la gente que no lo entiende. Y usted mira a toda la gente tan diferente. Solo pare, espere, revise, abra la mente. Que las cosas se ven distintas cambiando el lente. Por eso no se sienta usted atrapado. Porque ya mañana habrá escampado. No se sienta usted atrapado. No. Porque ya mañana habrá escampado.
Together on stage, Zimbamoto and Kutapira, Afrofusion, Vancouver's most energetic marimba bands, rock the Media Club on October 21st. High energy Zimbabwean Afrofusion and Kutapira is taking marimba music where it's never been before. It's guaranteed to get you moving. Doors at 8:30, show at 9. October 22nd, Cube Africa is at the Backstage Lounge, Granville Island. Mark Fournier and friends are thrilled to present their second edition with percussion masters Israel Toto Berriel from Cuba and Yoro Nakuzi from Benin. Virtually all Cuban music has been influenced by African rhythms, and in the 50s, Cuban music had a big influence on the music of West and Central Africa, completing a circle where dancing rhythms are kings and queens. A dance party like no other. October 27th at Unity of Vancouver, 5840 Oak Street. For Simrit, singing is not a performance, it is a sacred worship of the divine. Her voice, her music, and her teachings reflect the devotion which seems to come from her so effortlessly. It won't take very long after the music begins for you to realize that this isn't your average chant and world music concert. From the transporting sounds, the high-frequency vibe, the world-class musicianship, and Simrit's mesmerizing voice, get ready for liftoff and listen for our debut coming to World Beat Canada Radio. November 19th at the Kulch, it is the 18th annual West Coast Guitar Night featuring some of the finest acoustic pickers in this city, among them Les Finnegan, who has just released his 10th album of instrumental classics. It's called Out of the Wild, and we're going to hear Neuromotion, the opening tune, next on World Beat Canada from 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's where we hit the airwaves. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Cote. Thank you. If it was before your time, Google the Mod Squad to find out inspiration for what you just heard. From Bajiga 70, they recorded their third album in their own studio in São Paulo, and that was some retro action chase scene music called Martello. Before that, Les Finnegan and his wonderful acoustic guitar. That was Neuromotion from his brand new album called Out of the Wild. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and that includes Wayne Newton. And I think he probably, you know, has some kind of hyperbaric chamber set up there that keeps him looking in his prime for all time. And one of his favorite tunes to sing, of course, is Bei Mir Bist Du Schön. Here it is, updated by Berlin band Judici, given the electro swing treatment. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Come here. bring the dove, who freed from its cage. Come on and celebrate, let's have a holiday. I treat you good, and you treat me right. Coming out of the darkness, getting into the light. Now I leave my pride and your loftiness. So we take it off until there's nothing left. Well, I present my case to your inner and outer space. You don't have to hide your face, it's not a human disgrace. Won't you try to be loving?
Still we can be together. Sometime in bad weather, sailing on the Caribbean Sea. Your peace and harmony, that's what you mean to me. And that's the way we should be. No, don't forget your past.
Ziggy Marley from his self-titled album for 2016, that's called Cecile. There was a mistaken report that Rita Marley, his mother, the widow of the late Bob Marley, had died, but those were proven untrue. She is recovering from conditions associated with a stroke that she had had previously, and we do wish her well. Nora Mint Somali is a Moorish griot from Mauritania, and her second album is receiving a lot of buzz in the music press. And we have some really cool insights to share, courtesy of Matthew Tenari, who is her producer, manager, and drummer, who joins us by phone all the way from Mauritania on this program, World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat. We tend to cast a wide net when talking about global music. It's African or Asian or Caribbean or Latin American. Kudos if you know where Mauritania is. It's in northwest Africa, stretching from the Atlantic into the Western Sahara, sharing borders with Mali, Senegal, and Morocco. But its music is neither desert blues nor Saharan trance. It's Mauritanian. And while Nora Mint Somali has perked up Western ears along with a wave of music from northwestern Africa, her music is uniquely Mauritanian. Her new album, Arbina, on Glitterbeat Records, is garnering immediate critical praise for its refreshing sound. Manager, producer, and drummer Matthew Tenari is online to give us some insight. Congrats on the new album, Matthew. It's quite a stunner.
Thanks a lot. We're glad you're listening to it out there in Canada.
Since we hear so little from Mauritania in the West, does Nora appreciate that she's kind of a contemporary torchbearer for this music?
Yeah, I think she does. This has always been a major goal of the band, is to put Mauritania on the map musically. Certainly in North America, we're so used to hearing from Mali and Senegal and other countries in the region that are perhaps better known on the global stage. But Mauritanian music is every bit as rich and complex, and it's really sort of an anomaly that it has never been represented in the way that other countries have. So, yes, I mean, Nora's thrilled with her success abroad, and, you know, we have the rare distinction of being able to sort of be the first ever in a lot of the places that we go in the world, from Mauritania, that is.
Yeah. We debuted the title track on the program, Arbina, which encourages women to embrace preventative health care. Is that a big issue in the country?
I think it is, as anywhere. I'm not sure that there's any more prevalent here than in other places. I don't have the facts on that. But what I can say is that Nora's mother died of breast cancer, so it's an issue that's very special to her. for that reason.
What immediately captures my ear is the squirrely guitar work of her husband. You're going to have to help me out here. Jaych Udshigali, is that his name?
It's pronounced Jaych Udshigali.
Jaych Udshigali. What can you tell us about his unique sound? I mean, does he have like an octavator and a flanger going on there? What is that?
Yeah, so there's a couple things going on that sort of makes the guitar sound differently than other guitar styles in the region. One is that the fretboard that he's working with has been modified. In Mauritanian music, there are quarter tones.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to play these intonations that don't exist on the Western fretboard, what they do is they cut off frets from the bottom of the neck and glue them in up top to be able to get that intonation.
Huh.
The other thing is that he's really imitating the music of the Tidini, which people might know by other names such as Halam in Senegal or Ngoni in Mali, Hodu in Pula. So he's grew up playing the Tidini, and he's taking that technique to the guitar in the way that he's picking. American listeners might recognize the picking style as claw hammer banjo style, because that's where the banjo picking probably traces its origins to. And then on top of all of that, we're using phaser pedal, and, you know, he's just a very adventurous spirit. So you put all those things together, and that is Jaych Udshigali in a nutshell.
He's got to sound like nobody else. The latest buzzword in contemporary global music is psychedelic. We hear that popping up in Cambodian and Thai music, chicha from Mexico. And Noura's sound has been branded as psychedelic too. Is that intentional or accidental?
So-called world music has always had a very problematic relationship with terminology.
Mm-hmm.
and in a way, to call it psychedelic is to sort of give it a benediction of sorts for like a hip younger crowd. They're not going to sort of pay any heed to it if it's conceived of as world music, but maybe psychedelic is something that is a little fresher. I'm just theorizing here. One thing that I think is that term tries to capture is just the idea of the transportative nature of the music. And I think when people are listening to music of a cultural other, so to speak, they're often sort of transported in mind and memory and spirit and whatnot. And so this term sort of denotes that in Western parlance, but I would take away any of the kind of connotations that the term has in the West for certainly has nothing to do with drug culture or any of those aspects of the term.
Thanks for that, Matthew. I think you nailed it. World Beat Canada is on the air with manager, producer, and drummer Matthew Tenari, and we're talking about the sophomore release from Noura Mintz Somali called Arbina. Discover more about her music at the official website, and if you have any doubts about how to spell, just Google your best shot, and it'll figure it out for you. That's technology. What's your personal relationship with the band, Matthew? How did you hook up with them?
I'm based in Dakar, Senegal, actually, which is just a day's drive south of Nouakchott, the capital of Mauritania. And I had been playing drums with a lot of different artists down there in the first years that I lived there. And Noura and Jaych played at a festival in Dakar. They saw me performing with another artist and, you know, invited me up to Mauritania, which was a chance that I jumped at, having heard Dini Mintaba while I was going to school in the States. And, you know, the relationship just sort of evolved out from there. I was going up a lot to play drums, and at a certain point it just became clear that, you know, things like being able to speak English and having a certain level of connection to people in the States and so forth, this made it easier for me to start producing and planning tours and getting a little more ambitious with the group. So as time's gone on, it's like a family relationship at this point. But you know, I'm producing and managing and playing drums and just kind of doing whatever needs to be done.
Are you talking to us from Dakar right now?
No, I'm in Nouakchott. I'm in Mauritania right now. at a cafe. I hope there's not too much background noise.
No, and once again, technology, you know, it's an amazingly clear line. Thank you very much for this, Matthew. I'd like to wrap it up with another spellbinding track from the album. It's called Mohammedun. Is there anything you can tell us about this one?
Sure. As you might have guessed from the title, mm-hmm. which has the word Muhammad in it, it's a praise song speaking about the Prophet Muhammad. Mm-hmm. One interesting thing about the composition of the tune is that Nora workshopped some of the text for this over WhatsApp. There's a group WhatsApp that she belongs to where people sort of trade in verses of Medha, which is a genre of Muslim praise singing. And so some of the lines that ended up in the song are ones that, you know, she sort of bounced back and forth with family and friends over this WhatsApp group. It's a sort of modern iteration of an ancient praise tradition.
I'm ce coin de la terre, le ciel n'est pas assez clair. Dans ce pays de vent, pays au sable mouvant, on se méfie de ses pas, nos bouches ne s'ouvrent pas. Pays aux jambes solides, me laisseras-tu le cœur vide? Il pleut sur le sable, loin des terres arables. Nous ne sommes pas grands pour rien, on veille sur nos biens.
Nyamina, oh oh oh, Nyamina, traîne un jour à Nyamina, passant par le lac Tchad. Nyamina, oh oh oh, Nyamina, j'irai un jour à Nyamina, passant par Aoussou.
Souba, 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 souba.
Nyamina, oh oh oh, Nyamina, j'irai un jour à Nyamina, passant par. Peuple martyr, tu vis dans l'enfer. Le dernier cri d'espoir jaillissant du désert.
Mais qu'est-ce que tu es devenu, cimetière ou paradis? Terre de ma patrie, je veux pleurer avec toi. Mais qu'est-ce que tu es devenu, cimetière ou paradis? Terre de ma patrie à moi.
Hey. Oh oh oh, Yamina, j'irai un jour à Yamina. Passant par le lac Tchad.
Passant, passant, souvent.
Yamina, oh oh oh, Yamina, j'irai un jour à Yamina. Passant par Aoussou.
Par Aoussou.
Yamina, oh oh oh, Yamina, j'irai un jour à Yamina. Passant par le lac Tchad.
Mina tel kota, lo yo ke lo waliawa. Mamu wando sei, Yamina. Mina tel kota, lo yo ke lo waliawa. Mamu wando sei.
Kai walai bogo bogo malanin ku serin dena kan malanin ku serin dena suka ka demur ke karaboka ko push back ki diskita angkat tal ka
push back ma
diskita wala kompran yo utama lama mana turbo sara ko dus dengan nyai pano kreta re pa shekan menta kur tala turbo tala bi push ka trak trak le zon kai
Yamina, oh oh oh, Yamina, j'irai un jour à Yamina, passant par le lac Tchad.
Sida, sida, souba, souba, Yamina.
Bete bau ka sungguh watak lati besi masuk rata selatu ya cuman. Bogo bogo malan yang ku seri jamin. Karang karang malan yang ku seri jamin. Ada mama shiza watak ku Israel. Mikro belum kan efisien ku jangan pakir lagi. Hey, hey, jamin awa.
Jamina, oh oh oh, Jamina, oh oh oh, Jamina, oh oh oh.
We're crisscrossing the African continent this hour. We heard new music from Al Sera and the Nubatones from the Sudan and Nubia, and then back over to Mauritania, which brought us Noura Mint Somali and Mohamed Doun. My thanks especially to Matthew Tenari for that wonderful, insightful interview. And we just heard from Hachao, who are from Chad, originally now Canadian, but a song about the capital city of that African country, which is Djamena. I think we have time to squeeze in some soca, some high life, and something new from an Irish songbird. That's all straight ahead this hour on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat. It's great to have you along. That is from Locos Por Juana. They are from Miami, and their new album, Carib, has to be one of my favorites of the year. And we're digging deeper into it on this program and get you familiar with some of the tracks, but it's definitely one I'd consider picking up. This is the album I've actually been waiting like 25 years to hear from, and the best of Latin America, the best of the Caribbean, it's all in there, and it's produced to the max, and it sounds wonderful. Here's another one of the Marleys, Damien Jr. Gong, featuring Bobby Brown and Beautiful.
Yeah. Brown. Marley. Got a brown with shampoos a lot. Several mornings she shampoos my locks. Always have my back, she stand true to that. Real type of loving, thank you for that. Yo, run barefoot without no shoes and socks. Cause she keep herself clean, man, I go catch no rush. And she love me for real, man, I feel you have no cash. And any little thing and from a splish, she splash. Yo, all this blinging is like you forgot. Use cheddar as the bait, then you recruit a rat. So we listen couple speech of Martin Luther chat. Dennis Brown, Bob Marley and some super cat. Yo, it seem like she live upside the Duke of shop. Cause she don't have a scratch, it's only beauty spot. When one duty start is when one duty to stop. 1 9 to 5, 1 5 to 12 o'clock. You see me? And I remember when we met and we began dating, and everything was couple set and we began mating. And then the women love our Gucci, give me down ratings. Become a style and plenty full and no one waiting. And she get her belly full and no pot scrapings. And the closer we become, the more she gravitating. Until we buckle down and there is no escaping. Now we typically become an everyday thing. Regularly physically communicating. Sexually scientifically penetrating. Until she starts spiritually resonating. As a man, she real and says she are no plating. She is the only queen the king is designating. As a man, still the deal I am negotiating. I know it's kinda deep but keep on concentrating. Cause just a little beat and I am clearly stating. A lot. Several mornings she shampoos my locks. Always have my back, she's standing true to that. Me I the general and I'm a trooper that. Yo, run barefoot without no shoes and socks. Cause she keep herself clean, man, I go catch no rash. And she love me for real, man, I feel you have no cash. And any little thing and if my splish is splash. Hey, all this blinging is like you forgot. Use cheddar as the bait and you recruit a rat. So we listen couple speech of Martin Luther chat. Dennis Brown, Bob Marley and some super cat. Now it seem like she live upside the Duke of shop. Cause she don't have a scratch, it's only view. Spot. When a one duty start is when one duty stop. 1 9 to 5, 1 5 to 12 o'clock. You see me? I remember when we met and we began dating, and everything was couple set and we began mating. And then the women love her good, she give me down ratings. Become a style and plenty full and no one waiting. And she get her belly full and no pot scrapings. And the closer we become, the more she gravitating. Until she buckle down and there is no escaping. Now we typically become an everyday thing. Regularly physically communicating. Sexually scientifically penetrating. Until she starts spiritually resonating. As a man know she real and says she are no plating. She is the only queen the king is designating. As a man see the deal I am negotiating. I know it's kinda deep but keep on concentrating. Cause as a near the beach and I am clearly stating.
Sinead O'Connor gives us 8 good reasons to come back next time to World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Our last word goes to Bryant H. McGill, who said, "The world is not fair, and often fools, cowards, liars, and the selfish hide in high places."
Don't know if I should quite sing this song. Don't know if it maybe might be wrong. Then again, it maybe might be right to tell you about the bullet and the red light.
actually felt quite nice.